And now it's time for the Cannabis Report here on KGNU Community Radio. I'm Hanley Myers, and as always, I'm joined by longtime cannabis correspondent Leland Rucker. Leland, thank you so much for being here.
Good morning.
All right, so we're going to dig into, since it is voting season, Proposition 122. It looks at plant-based psychedelics in Colorado and the future there. Leland, explain this for us. What do we have going on here with this proposition?
Well, first of all, I want to say everybody should be voting. Vote. Denver voters approved decriminalizing psychedelics by a narrow margin just a couple of years ago. And since then, many other municipalities have considered decriminalization of psychedelic materials. And this would go a step further. Besides decriminalizing psychedelics for anyone in the state, it would just decriminalize it. It would set up a system that would allow psychedelic mushroom use in clinical settings for therapeutic uses. Does not say anything about selling it in stores like cannabis. You're not going to be able to go in and buy mushrooms or anything like that, psilocybin. It's a statutory measure. It's not a constitutional measure, which Amendment 64 was, and that was for cannabis sales to adults. And specifically, it says that Proposition 122 would decriminalize the personal possession, growing, sharing, and use, but not the sale, of five natural psychedelic substances by individuals age 21 and over, including two substances found in psychedelic mushrooms, psilocybin and psilocin, which psilocybin turns into psilocin in your body, and that's what creates the high. And there are three plant-based psychedelic substances, DMT, ibogaine, and mescaline. And psilocybin is converted by the body to psilocin, and this is the actual compound which produces their psychoactive effects.
So Proposition 122 says that personal use would be decriminalized.
Correct.
But there's no legal sale.
Correct. And
so, but it could be grown or gifted, that kind of thing. Kind of like we saw in cannabis, I know, in kind of the in-between times. But this is no sale is allowed, but personal use would be decriminalized.
Correct.
Okay, just wanted to make that clear.
And by late 2024... it would allow the supervised use of psychedelic mushrooms by individuals age 21 and over at licensed facilities only, and require the state to create a regulatory structure for the operation of those licensed facilities. We don't have any structure for that at all at this point. It would also allow the state to expand the types of substances that may be used in licensed facilities to include the use of DMT, ibogaine, or mescaline starting in 2026. And it would prohibit local governments from banning licensed facilities, services, and use of natural psychedelic substances as permitted by the measure, while allowing local governments to regulate the time, place, and manner of the operations. It would also establish penalties for individuals under the age of 21 for possessing, using, or transporting natural psychedelic substances, and for individuals age 21 and over who allow underage access to those substances. And so that's exactly what the measure says. And I urge people to just decide for yourselves whether or not this is a good idea or not. Some people think it is. Some people don't think it is. Some people who even like psychedelics really think that this might be a way for big corporations to take over the use of psychedelic substances. I don't know if that's true or not. I think it's something that everybody should read. There's definitely been enough, even the NIH has come up with things and studies that show that there's a possibility that psychedelics could be of use to certain people. And I think that people need to look at those things like the NIH is not, it usually is against drugs, but the NIH survey actually looks at both sides. And the study is called The Therapeutic Potential of Psilocybin. It was produced in 2021, and it includes information about other substances. So I urge everyone to look at that before you make your decision. If you think this is a good idea, then vote for it. If you don't, then don't. Some don't like the reliance on traditional medicine. Some that there's no personal use in the wording. These are things that bother some people. But again, everyone should make their own decision. People who are against it, organizer Melanie Rose Rogers said, decriminalization isn't a popular thing for companies and corporations and venture capital. Decriminalization is for the people. One of the places that I went to look at the whole subject is HTTP Richard Valenti. He was a reporter here in Boulder, and he takes a really good look at all the pros and cons of all of the different issues, and especially on this one. So that's Richard Valenti, VALENTY.com. But there's a lot of places on the web and in newspapers where you can find information about all this. But mostly vote. Make sure and vote. We got until next Tuesday.
Really interesting stuff. And it's so fun to see the similarities with this to cannabis and some of the concerns that we saw in early work on cannabis legalization and decriminalization, looking at fears that big corporations were going to step in this case, big medical companies are going to step in and kind of take over.
Well, you know, some people are concerned about the fact that people can grow their own psychedelics with this bill. And they fear that maybe big corporations will take that over and then sell it to people. But again, you have to just make your own decision on this. There's a lot of fears, but there were a lot of fears about cannabis. And the other part is laws can change.
And this isn't a constitutional amendment.
No,
so this is not. less
no, this
in
is
stone, per se.
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting. Leland, thank you so much for bringing some clarity to us there. And yeah, we agree very much. Get out there and vote, make your decisions. And we're happy to be part of that. And thank you for bringing us some details and some information on this Prop 122. For KGNU, I'm Hanley Myers.